Nothing. I'm happy to be here. We're having a good time at Avon today.
See, he always does it. I bring it back from a commercial break.
Well done.
And he starts laughing at something. I don't know what he's laughing
You're
at.
You're good.
I like to laugh and have a good time, too.
I'm
I just
want
to be in on the party here.
Yeah, I'm impressed by the bring back there. It was very well done.
All right. Well, a lot of great things to talk about. We mentioned a lot of great people to talk to as well. We have Dana Doney on with us here from University Hospitals Avon Health Center. Now, Dana works with UH Membership Services. She's also the day spa manager. Now, that sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. Dana,
yeah,
thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm well. How are you?
We are well, and congratulations, because since we last spoke,
yes,
you've had baby number two. Now, you were showing us pictures of your kids, and
yeah,
you know, your son could
thank
certainly
you
be on the cover of GQ based on the pictures you showed us.
Aw, thank you. I think, actually, Quinn and Gianna are listening right now, so
oh, very cool.
Say hi, guys. Love you.
That's impressive. You'll have to tell me how you get your kids to listen, because mine just keep running off on me when I try and talk to them.
That's a bummer. Yeah,
yeah, right?
He probably wishes he were on the air right now.
We got an extra seat for him if you want to bring him in.
Hear that, Quinn?
You see, next year when we do this again, you'll have to bring
him
along.
I will. Thank you. That'd be awesome.
We can get that radio career started early for him.
So exactly.
We could send him on the right path, send him back to Bowling Green where you and I went to school, right?
That's the school to go to, the only one.
Absolutely. I mean, you know,
Kent State's pretty good, too.
But, you know, we're going to totally ignore that. But
oh, my gosh.
Well, and you guys share something in common also. You
sure
guys have two kids under the age of three.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. You guys were talking about the challenges that come as a result. You were telling us about this elderberry thing?
Elderberry, yes. A lot of people love elderberry because it helps boost your immune system. And 9 out of 10 times it works until you get that 10th one where your luck runs out. And that's kind of where I'm at. So sorry I sound nasal.
It's all good. I understand with two kids, I don't care what you're taking. I swear you'll get sick one way or another.
Exactly.
That's my belief anyway.
You guys have a lot of great events coming up here, one of which we want to hit on immediately. Skincare Open House, Tuesday, May 7th from 5 to 7. What goes on at a Skincare Open House?
So I'm glad you asked. It's actually geared towards men and women because it's not just ladies that want to take care of their skin, but really everyone. We're trying to reach our optimal skincare goals. And by doing so, we assess your skin, learn what your needs are, learn what kind of skin type you have, and then recommend the products that are going to get you to the best results. So we basically put your skin on a diet, and I know that sounds interesting because we're at a fitness center, but it's all about that wellness that we instill in the products and your at-home regimens with your skincare routine. So at the event, we have our experts there. For the ladies, we do, maybe men too, we do have a skincare makeup as well, Jane Iredale. So the skincare makeup is fantastic for people that are just fresh with new skin, maybe fresh from one of our facial treatments, and it can be readily applied right after a treatment because it's a great product and it won't clog your pores or anything like that. So. I highly recommend it.
Skincare process, I'm just curious. I mean, does that have to do with nutrition and things as well? Or when you say put your skin on a diet, or is it just kind of lotions and things of that nature?
Well, I believe what you ingest does reflect your skin as well. But we have the topical creams, ointments, serums, masks, and all kinds of fun stuff to accentuate your treatments. And based off of what kind of skin you have and what skin you're desiring to have, we have the products that will align with your program. So as far as ingesting anything,
sure,
we do have a collagen shot. It's Yana, and we'll be having some virgin Yana mimosas.
Oh.
So it'll help produce the collagen by ingesting it. So
very cool.
Yeah, that's one way to go about it. It's actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
What goes into this virgin Yana mimosa?
I'm glad you asked. So instead of champagne, because we're promoting health, we're doing that sparkling cider with orange juice and then a shot of Yana, which you'd need one shot a day of this collagen to give you the right vitamins and nutrients to help promote the collagen to your skin.
Is that how you typically take it? Mix it in
yes
with something? Okay.
Well, you can. You can take it straight.
Or just go straight with it?
Straight with it. You can do a shot. Shot, shot, shot.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding.
It's all right.
Some people
healthy
do. Yeah, it's healthy. It's great, ingestible collagen. it's a real big buzz right now. And to have that, we have 30-day supplies. And on the day of our event, we'll have some special product promotions for anyone that attends, and also door prizes for people that register. So it's open to the public. Members, non-members are certainly welcome. It's just a great way to ask your questions, get expert advice, and have a lot of fun while you're doing it. So,
who says putting your skin on a diet can't be fun, yeah. right?
That's
you can
right.
have mimosas along the
yeah,
way.
No kidding.
I know. Drink it up.
I love that. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Dana Doney joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, shining the spotlight on Avon. All right. You gave me a piece of paper before we came on the air.
Yes.
And I saw microblading.
Yes.
You guys are launching microblading soon, and I'm awfully curious as to what microblading is.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad that you asked. That's what I'm here to tell you about. So microblading is a very, it's a new treatment to the beauty industry. Basically, anyone that has eyebrows that they want to look more complete. So someone that has a few areas that look a little sparse and they want a clean finish, not a line of tattooing, but something that's natural looking and flowing. It's a semi-permanent solution to allow you to have clean and balanced eyebrows. So we like to talk about eyebrows. If you look at most people's eyebrows, I would see them as sisters, not twins. So next time you're looking in the mirror, check out your eyebrows and let me know what you think about that. And we try to design your eyebrows. I'm getting looks from our racquetball players. It's pretty awesome. We try to match them by creating an artwork first. We do a pure drawing before we do any type of incision. But we use a blade and we insert some ink into the skin to help create a feathering-like approach with your eyebrows. So we have the initial appointment plus a 6-week follow-up. And then if you want to continue that treatment, you can do another touch-up a year later or maybe 2 years down the road. So it's the new trend, and it looks very natural and clean.
Sisters, not twins.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I want to go back to that. So you say when you look at somebody's eyebrows, you see sisters and not twins.
Yes.
Typically, when you look at someone, you're looking at their eyebrows, and you immediately say to yourself, I see sisters and not twins. So what do you normally see that doesn't match up?
So I don't know if you look. Well, it's hard to say on radio because you need a visual.
Yes. Yeah.
If you looked at my eyebrows in particular, I have one side that's a little more stubborn than the other side.
I sure. see twins. I don't know about it, but I see twins.
You do? Okay. Yes. Well, thank you. So we try to get them as close to looking identical as possible, but there's going to be a little variation. Are you taking a picture
I'm
of my
looking
eyebrows?
Looking at me. No, well, your picture's already up
I
on
love
Facebook.
It. Right. Yeah, check my eyebrows
it.
Out.
I'm curious about my eyebrows.
Thank
that's
you. Everybody's going to be checking out their eyebrows, I bet. So long story short, we try to get them matched up perfectly, but not so perfect that it looks fake. We want it to look clean, natural, and realistic, and just give you that full approach when you're talking about your eyebrows.
See, I'm beginning to
actually,
wonder.
Actually, Fadia over here is our expert. So she will tell you more and more about it.
Sure, we got the extra seat if she wants to step down. But
come on in.
How long does that process take? You mentioned it's more than one visit, obviously.
It is more than one visit. It is a little bit of a commitment. That's why we have an initial consultation.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a two-hour process per visit. So 2 hours in the initial session and then 2 hours at your six-week follow-up. So, and then at the 2-week follow-up, once you've gone through the healing time,
yeah.
then you will have beautiful and fresh-looking brows.
All right.
Wow. Okay, see, now
Google
curious.
Search it, microblading.
You mentioned it earlier. And we always get this question. You know, what do you think people are doing as they're listening right now? They're probably
sure
trying to
stop
their
looking
eyebrows.
In the mirror. Yeah.
They're
yes.
looking in the rear view mirror, looking in the side view mirror, trying to think, wait, what do my eyebrows look like? Do I have sisters or do I have twins?
I
like,
love it.
Yeah, that conversation has to be
it's
going on
analogy,
right now.
Yeah.
I'll bet you David Sprouse back at Studio Control is having that internal conversation as well.
You know you're looking at your eyebrows.
See? Everybody's checking their eyebrows out right now.
You want a mirror right? over here, don't you?
Aaron Frombach's going to join us here in a few right now. He's trying to figure out whether he has sisters or twins. We'll ask him when he comes up here at 4:40.
Do you have sisters or twins?
Step brothers.
I like that.
He's got, there you go. He's got huff and dope.
I love it. That's one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Outstanding.
What?
Huff and Dolbeck. Yeah, you and Bull could do a three-hour show on that movie.
Oh my God. Please bring me back.
There you go.
Oh, it's going to happen for sure. We can't let you leave without talking about the summer student memberships that you guys have going
right
now.
Yes, yes. So summer is right around the corner, thank God. We have a 3- and 4-month membership to offer all of our college kids that are going to be home for the summer. And a 3-month membership will be $150. A 4-month membership will be $200. So if you're looking for a great place to access over 120 group exercise classes or aquatics, we have the pools, lap pool, therapy pool, an indoor track. Sometimes that heat gets to you, and it's nice to be in AC over the summertime. It's refreshing. And a lot of great state-of-the-art equipment, TRX classes, spinning. Come see me in spin class Monday night, 6 o'clock.
You teach spinning classes?
I do.
All right, nice.
I did at Bowling Green, and I had to keep going. So almost a few years later. Yeah.
Just a couple?
Just a couple, right?
Yeah. I mean, between spinning and racquetball, there's a basketball court next door, too.
Yes, yes. People love to shoot hoops. Once again, not be beat by the sun. Got to protect our skin, remember?
Right.
SPF all the way.
That's all part of the skin diet, right?
It is. You got to keep it on a diet, so keep it tight. So.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's what we have going on. Obviously, our regular membership, we love to see people of the community come and join us. We got the fun Avon and Avon Lake, Avon versus Avon Lake Challenge.
Yeah.
Kicking off Monday is sign up day.
That rivalry carries off everywhere.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. I do live in Avon, so I want Avon to represent this year. I'm not going to lie, but
they're behind right now. My understanding, Avon Lakes won the last two of three so far.
Yes, so I'm urging Avon residents to step it up this year. Come on.
Yeah. We had Bob Scott on the show a week or two ago. I think he was bragging about that. Was he not?
I believe he was.
I believe he was.
Uh-oh.
He was waving that Avon
to let
Lake
everybody
flag.
Know,
so yeah, he wanted everybody to know.
Challenges out there.
Yeah. Well, Dana, this was a lot of fun. We covered a lot of ground from skin dieting to stepbrother eyebrows to sister eyebrows to microblading and everything in between. This is a blast. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Dana Doyne. I'm sorry, Dana.